الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It is reported in the Hadith Mubarakah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that person who recites durood or sends salawat upon me on Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we go any further, it is reported in the summer of hadith that the intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's all make good intentions inshallah azza wa jal, that we are going to listen to this for the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whatever we're going to hear from here, we went to practice upon it, and inshallah azza wa jal, we're going to teach it to others as well. And we can make as many good intentions as we can, inshallah azza wa jal.
Today we're going to discuss about those things that, if performed, one does need to make a dua. As we always in need of things that we can do in order that our du'as are accepted, that our lives becomes easier, that our sins be forgiven, our lawful wishes be fulfilled. Now, how do we do this? Which actions that we do, that we must always have this in mind, that by doing them, we're not actually wasting time, we're not actually just passing time by doing them, but there's a great benefit in them. And our du'as, Allah Azza wa Jalla fulfills our du'as. Allah Azza wa Jalla fulfills our needs. Allah Azza wa Jalla fulfills our desires by doing these actions. One of them which is sending durood, reciting durood or salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Beloved viewers of Madinah Shalom, we want things that when made, Allah Azza wa Jalla becomes happy with us. When Allah Azza wa Jalla is happy with us, what we ask, He gives. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, فَذُكُرُونِي أَذُكُرُكُمْ, remember me and I shall remember you. Hey, subhanAllah. Now first, we need to send durood in abundance upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We see the act of sending durood, salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much of benefit is it? As sometimes we struggle in making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sometimes we don't even know what words to use, because we have so much to ask in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now this is a very good example for us. If we give all our time like to send durood, salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the benefit of it? That all our needs will be fulfilled and our sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, in fact, dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is du'as for the entire ummah. Every person is found clinging to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His well-being is the well-being of the entire universe. So reciting durood is making dua to, making dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And making dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua for the whole entire ummah. Beloved viewers of Mother Nation, is making dua for the whole entire ummah. Because everyone is holding tight. We all need to hold tight. If we haven't, we need to hold tight to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he is our guide. He is our light. He is the peace of our heart and mind. He is the Habib of Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the owner of Jannah. So beloved viewers of my management, let's recite the root in abundance. As this is making dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Secondly, constant dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. We make constant dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the hadith Al-Qudsi, which say, Imam Bayhaqi, رضي الله تعالى عنه, narrates from Imam Bukhari, and the chain goes on to Sayyidina Umar bin Al-Khattab رضي الله تعالى عنه. Hazrat Umar Farooq Azam رضي الله تعالى عنه, he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Man shaghalahu dhikri an mas'alati a'ataytuhu afdal ma u'ti as-sa'ilin. Whosoever engages in my remembrance, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, whosoever engages in my remembrance, which hinders him from asking me for anything, I will cherish him with better than that which I give to those who ask of me. The person that engages so much in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, that actually the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, it gives him no time. It gives him no time to make dua in the call of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, he gives that person that which is better than those that actually make dua in the call of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Beloved viewers of Mother Nation, we need to engage ourselves more in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Make dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. That way, our du'as, which is our wishes, our desires will be fulfilled. Our troubles, our difficulties will be removed. And inshallah, Azza wa Jalla will live a happy life. In this dunya, in the qabr, and in the akhirah. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. It is for this reason that Sayyidina Salim bin Abdullah رضي الله تعالى عنه in the Uquf of Arafah spent all his time in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal reciting the following words: لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير لا إله إلا الله وحده ونحن له مسلمون لا إله إلا الله ولو كره المشركون لا إله إلا الله ربنا ورب آبائنا الأولين سبحان الله. So beloved viewers of Mother Nation, let's engage ourselves. Take the wazifas. Amir Ahl-Sunnah, he gives us so much that we can recite, we can read, in order to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, to make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, the tilawat of the Holy Quran. You know, mostly you find in Ramadan, everyone wants to read the Quran. Everyone wants to complete the Quran. But what happens after the month of Ramadan is gone? What happens at our homes? What happens to the Quran that we have kept on ourselves? What happens to this Quran? My beloved viewers of Madani Channel, we know most homes, the Qurans are closed and are kept high on shelves. They are wrecked by the dust in our homes. We do not have time to open the Quran and read it. Do we know how much benefit is in the Quran? When last have we sat with the Quran, opened the Quran and read it, which is the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal? How many of us does that every single day of our lives? But if you look at the youth, we are always on the media. Every now and then we're checking our messages on WhatsApp, on Facebook, Messenger, Twitter, you name them. Every now and then, you hear beep on the phone, we rush and grab it and see what's happening. A lengthy message will be there, we'll read it all. But how much time do we spend by setting the Quran? How much time? Whereby we listen to the message of Allah Azza wa Jal. We listen to the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. How many times? Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, maybe after us understanding and knowing the benefits of reciting the Quran, maybe we'll fall in love more with the Quran. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates in the Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah Azza wa Jal says, if the tilawa of the Holy Quran, if the recitation of the Holy Quran and my dhikr hinders anyone from my dhikr and dua to me, if we recite so much Quran, the dhikr, remembrance of Allah, and it hinders us from making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal says, I will bless that person, I will bless him with better than that which I give to the seekers, those that ask. If you recite the Quran, the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jalla is telling us that if we read the Quran, we recite the Quran. And by reciting the Quran, it hinders us from making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah Azza wa Jalla will give us that which is better than those that actually ask in their dua, those that make dua. Allah Azza wa Jalla will give us that which is better than that. Allah. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, we need forgiveness. We need forgiveness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. We need Jannah. We need protection from the qabr. We need protection from the fire of Jahannam. Read the Quran. Read the Quran. Let's make firm intentions that the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal, that if we read so much, we read so much that we actually don't even have time to make dua, Allah Azza wa Jal, He knows what is in our hearts. He will give us that which is better than those that actually have time to make dua. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us steadfastness in this. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, وَأَفْضَلُ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ سَائِرِ الْكَلَامِ كَفَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ خَلَقِهِ. The excellence of the words of Allah Azza wa Jal, the excellence of the words of Allah Azza wa Jal over all other words is similar to the divine status of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal over all His creation. Subhanallah. Over all His creation. How superior, how great is the Kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, let's give ourselves time. We have so many needs and desires. We have so many things that we want to ask. We want Allah Azza wa Jalla to fulfill them for us. We want Allah Azza wa Jalla to grant us those things. How do we get them? He said durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Get lost in reciting durood upon the best creation of all creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite the Quran, which is the kalam of the Creator. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, as we have heard from several ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from hadith al-Qudsi, how much benefit do one get by engaging in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Our du'as are fulfilled. Our needs are fulfilled. Allah Azza wa Jal, He's so merciful. He is so, so merciful that He makes it so easy for us. But we still want to make it hard on ourselves. Beloved viewers of Madani Channel, let's practice upon these things. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, our lives will become easy in this world, in the qabr and in the akhirah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us steadfastness. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to practice upon them. Ameen. Bi jahi Nabi Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The essence of ibadah, dua. The essence of ibadah, dua.